I'm one of the ones that grew up in a good home with good parents, went to private schools, and I started out with drinking for a couple of years, and then it went on to the heroin, and I wanted to stop ever since I had started, and like they said, there's no detox centers around here, so one of the times that I wanted to stop, I had to go to Mercy Hospital and tell them that I was suicidal, but I've never been suicidal. I just wanted off of the drugs. It's just that bad. There's nothing around. I couldn't go anywhere. So, oh my gosh, sorry. So then I ended up getting connected with La Cata. I've actually been through there a couple times now, and this is my third time through. I went residential, and the second time that I had gone through, I was in there for about 70 days and had 5 days left and went to a probation violation hearing, and they ended up sending me to prison for a year. And when I got out of there, I ended up just relapsing and still using, because I don't think the justice system scares addicts enough to stay sober. You need treatment, you know. So again, I kept using, and I got arrested again, found out I was pregnant this time, and that was a blessing in disguise, because even though I had wanted to stop, I couldn't do anything to stop. So once I was arrested and found out I was pregnant, they got me onto the Subutex, so I take the Subutex, and I'm now 8 months pregnant. I'm pretty much due any day. They said the 21st, so now I'll have a healthy baby instead of him being addicted to drugs. But I think the biggest thing that helps is the medication, and I live at the Y. I live in sober living, so I just think we need to have more places for detox and more sober living, because that's what's helped me the most. So, thank you. Sorry.